Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making three frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today I'll be streaming Encanto on Disney Plus. And I'm not going to be live streaming. I can't do that. That's just Mystery Science Theater 3000 style. Today I'll be watching the film, the first 36 minutes, and then I'll pause it, give you my little opinion. Lots of opinions here. Hypercritical opinions. And continue to watch the rest of the movie. And then I'll come back and I'll give you my little two cents here. So Encanto 2021, a nominee for a Film Gauge Award, which is coming up. It's coming up. Today is what? Oh, duh. Today's... the 26th, and Encanto is a family fantasy animation musical, released, of course, this year. That's why it's eligible, running an hour and 49 minutes, which actually is okay. That's okay. According to Disney Plus, the synopsis of the film, quote, Walt Disney Animation Studios' Encanto features all new songs by award-winning songwriter Lin-Manuel Miranda, tells the tale of the Madrigals, an extraordinary family living in a magical house in the Colombian mountains. But when Mirabelle, the only ordinary family member, discovers the magic surrounding their home is in danger, she may be her family's last hope. My biggest concern is that it came to Disney Plus non-premiere access so quickly. That worries me a tad. At least I think it's quickly. This year has been... I hope you all had a good little long weekend there. Because the year has gone the end of it. You know, I feel like I still have Halloween candy out. I haven't put them in the crawl space. I haven't put... Well, not the candy... We don't reuse the candy. But I mean, I still have so many hints of Halloween in my home. And I can literally blink and remember Halloween, right? And it just, the past 2 months have been quite fast-paced. I actually, just today, which is... super rude of me, since I haven't talked to him in a month, did confirm with JT that he can record, of course, the Film Gauge Awards, December 31st, 2021, 6 p.m. And, you know, I apologize for my, you know, I felt like I disappeared in a lot of ways, just because, you know, I still did the podcast, but... yeah, I just kind of cut off connection with anyone other than my immediate family and did all the things. You know, I had to go out of town to meet my sister. She does not live locally, so we had to meet up with them. We had our holiday celebration and then celebration with my mother. And then we had, that was separate. And then we had, of course, our own holiday celebration together. Just yesterday. So besides putting together toys and trying to find batteries this morning, that was a thing. You know, besides all that, it just feels like it didn't feel like the typical holiday season. And, it, you know, it's also because of the weather's been, you know, today it's 59. So it's just, you know, it's very, very odd. Very odd. No wintry feel right now. But anyway, this movie doesn't have a wintry feel, right? So it's completely appropriate to enjoy this movie. Then I can watch it with my kids later, right? Sounds like a plan to me. It did just come out streaming on the 24th, so I'm still pretty up to date here. So let's get this film started. I'll be back in 36 minutes for me, zero for you. All right. Well, I did... I went to 37 minutes because I thought it was rude to interrupt mid-song, even though I'm not really enjoying the music. You know, I talked about this, I think I've talked about this. I think I did an episode on Moana. If I haven't, sorry. But I do have my opinions on the famed award-winning Lin-Manuel Miranda talking, you know, like when you, I guess I don't understand, you know, so the way this movie works, like, so we have people explaining their situation through song, which is, you know, it's very typical, movie, musical, you know, situation. But just talking about basic things, like when Moana, one of my biggest issues was she was pretty much doing everything she was saying. As I walk through the sand, you know, and like she's walking through sand or something. You know what I mean? Like that's just an example. And this movie is the opposite of that. So they explain themselves through song, and then they're taken into kind of a dream vision that isn't actually happening. Which you find out, you know, it's in this song in particular, with the sister, the stronger sister who's losing her powers, and, you know, she's riding on unicorn donkeys in the sky, and then after the song's over, you're taken back to reality, and they embrace in a hug, and then I paused it. But the donkeys were just, you know, there, and it, you know, it's funny, you know, it's cool to watch, but to me, it kind of, I don't know, it just kind of confuses me. I don't really see the point in doing it that way. And it's kind of been a theme throughout this. So anyway, that's, you know, that's the direction they wanted to go. That's fine. It's not a big deal. The movie is, somewhat, predictable, which is fine for a film that is targeted for a younger audience. You don't want to have too many big surprises. I'm sure there'll be some, but nothing crazy. And the movie, you know, looks great. The voice cast is very good. I have still yet to see Jean Leguizamo, which I know is in the film, so I'm looking forward to that. Not necessarily him singing, but, and I, you know, there's certain, you can definitely see where the film's going, right? It's very clear to me that she's going to have similar powers, you know, just like the Abuela does not have powers per se, but she is like the matriarch, and I feel like we're going to see a little bit of that play, you know, forward with our main character. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. I'm going to watch the rest of the film, and I will be back very shortly, and then we'll finish this up. All right, the credits are rolling. The cast just came out. So Mirabelle is, you know, a brave character. I think that her relationship with her sisters is kind of what makes the film, right? I wish, you know, like most movies, it could have been done better. Right, I mean, it's not a big deal. The music is fun, enjoyable. It's not, I would see people singing. Okay, I wanna give you a little bit of a in-depth talk about that. So when, particularly Disney films, so having a daughter, with female friends that have come over for sleepovers or just birthday parties, whatever. Music is played and sang very off key quite regularly in my house. And previous Disney films, be it even older films that have been introduced to their lives at around the same time, like Tangled or something. And of course, Frozen. The songs in those movies, I just closed out the window. I don't think there's an after credit scene. The songs in those movies are memorable, and very singable, right? The words are simple, the emotion you're trying to portray while you're singing it is very clear. And actually, in my house, I feel like the Descendants has really played that part that I'm talking about. So, not that I'm a fan, everything Descendants, okay? These songs are very specific. To the character, to the situation, and they do not necessarily, they're not karaoke ready. And I feel like Moana did, even though they were very specific to the character, which is something that we've seen with, you know, music written by Miranda. They're still fun to sing, and you know, they just kind of have really good hooks with them. Where these songs are just very, very specific to the situation, and I don't see them being popular at, you know, I don't see a lot of karaoke with these songs. And, you know, they're good songs. They fit the moment, but they're not going to fit a generation. They're very, very specific to the film, which is fine. It's a musical. All right, well, I'm going to pull up the reviews here if my internet is cooperating. So a 91% rating from our critics, a 93 from the audience. Now, that's only with under 200 reviews from critics, which is actually quite high. And it's actually a very, very high score. So I don't think we're going to find any rotten recaps here. I feel like just going to be kind of a love fest. But I will start with the Age Australia quote. "Right away, there are too many human characters here. and not enough jokes. But in most departments, even including Lin-Manuel Miranda's earnest songs, the craft is at the level expected from a no-expense-spared Disney production. So they wanted more animals. In no way do I think that the movie needed more animals. But whatever, we had Alan Tudyk as a toucan. Isn't that enough? Entertainment Weekly, quote, "A smiling tale about familial reconciliation and learning to see your relatives for who they are rather than who you wish they were is never unwelcome." Observer UK, quote, "What's interesting and unexpected is the film's subtle acknowledgement of culturally specific generational trauma and displacement." MovieFreak.com, quote, "Encanto earns its tears." Okay. Daily Telegraph UK, quote, "Inarguably, it's an out-and-out delight." Okay. Huffington Post, quote, "Families will enjoy Encanto, but what may be more meaningful are the conversations we have afterward." Minneapolis Star Tribune, quote, "The absence of a hissable villain keeps Encanto from being a great animated film, but it's still a good one." It's still good. Oh, that's actually a good point. I guess I didn't even notice it. So, I mean, there are different ups and downs. I mean, you are, given the impression, even though it was very... lame. You're given the impression that Bruno is the villain of the story. And that, of course, is voiced by John Leguizamo. And he's not. He's actually somewhat of a hero. And you do get to a point where everyone is a hero. I did appreciate that his visions were out of order, which he does let the audience know that it is out of order. And all the visions do happen, but in the order, it does cause destruction to the home. And then they rebuilt the home, the townspeople. And then it went back to being magic because they put a doorknob in the hole. They did not, when you install a doorknob, you do have to, there's a little bit of work involved. I'm assuming the hole was already bored, but you do have to have the locking mechanism. I mean, it's a pretty safe place, so maybe they don't have locks there, but for her to just shove a entry door, like the knob for entry only, because you do need to have somebody on the other side to guide that doorknob into the exit knob. But there wasn't any construction person, advisor on crew, I guess. I work in construction. Sort of. And anyway. And then when she puts that doorknob, entry doorknob, into the hole, the house comes back to life. There's no candle to speak of. There's no loss. You know, this is when the magic was taken from the house. Then everything just kind of went back to normal. But you had your family photo, and it was a dysfunctional, happy family. And that is, I guess that is... The villain is hope? Who's the villain? Optimism? Don't know. All right. where was I? Minneapolis Star Tribune is the one I just read. Okay. Jeez. I really got on a doorknob rant. I apologize. Boston Globe, quote, "It's overblown at times, all the time, and a bit too busy, very busy, visually, emotionally, and as narrative. But its vibrancy and ingenuity are hard to resist." It is vibrant. Ingenuity, it kind of feels basic. I mean, there was a lot of scenes where the characters were running and singing, and I was like, did they just use, like, a previous file? Because they all run like Elsa. Everybody runs like Elsa in these movies. Very weird. RogerEbert.com, quote, "Despite a few missteps," okay, "Encanto is one of the most, one of the more charming animated movies to hit theaters this year." Okay. That is kind of why I'm focusing on animated movies, or at least not, or I will be. I'm not going to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about Spider-Man, No Way Home. But there's, you know, this time of year, we see a lot of animated films come out. It's very cliche, but that's what happens. Thanksgiving as well. So, I do not necessarily agree with this, but it's a different kind of film. Like, if we were talking about an animated musical, maybe, but we're not. We're talking, you know, we haven't mentioned animated film. So I'd like to put that to the test before we get to the Film Gauge Awards, December 31st, 2021 at 6 p.m. The last one here that I'll read. New York Magazine, quote, "Encanto might be the best Disney animated film since Frozen." Okay, I will say this. Frozen is a good movie. But it has three or four bad songs. Right? Almost half. Encanto, all the songs are good, but they don't have the impact that those other songs have from Frozen. To talk about animation quality, we're really kind of at the same, you know, we're at a junction in the road where everybody's kind of on the same level, especially when you're talking about the same studio. So I can't really say that, oh, Encanto looks so much better than Frozen. One is in a magical, forest-like environment full of color, and everyone has powers as opposed to one character. Her character happens to be the power of clear, which is which is ice. So you're not getting that visual explosion of a character that can produce flowers from anywhere of any color. So when you're comparing the two, you can't really do that. You can't really take the animation itself into into question or into debate, because we're dealing with, you know, a bouquet of flowers as opposed to the water it sits in. Which one is more visually appealing? So we can't do that. We can't go that road. The music, I feel, is good in both. But again, I'm not going to have a bunch of kids in my house singing songs from this film. And it's not because they're not as good. It's because most of them don't have refrains. They're just talking. It's like monologue through song, as opposed to an actual song. So that's my two cents. I wouldn't score it low, because I mean there really is not a lot of fault to it. But rewatchability is quite low, and I also think that plays a part in considering it to be a 9 out of 10 film. if you can watch a movie more than once, I mean, that's a good thing. And we'll talk about that. You know, there's some movies that we'll talk about that have rewatchability and ones that don't. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to try to do a bunch of episodes here before we get to the awards. So I will talk to you tomorrow about Spider-Man No Way Home, which I watched on the 25th. We spent our Christmas Day in a movie theater, which I'll talk about that as well, because that is a that's a story within itself. Until next time, thank you for watching. Good luck and have fun.
American corn farmers, a proud and chosen profession inspired through generations. Tested, resilient, and committed to giving back as much as they're growing. Pushing the boundaries of what's possible with every bushel, while replenishing every increasingly precious resource, like the reduction of soil loss by 40% with every acre grown. In a world where sustainability matters more than ever, we need all the help we can get. And there's no greater resource than the capable hands of American corn farmers.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.